The Junior Interprovincials start next weekend, and Connacht are away to Ulster at City of Derry, a very old rugby club formed in 1881. But that's historical. But I've got the opportunity today to talk to Alan Bain, who's the head coach for Connacht. He's just announced his squad. Alan, it's great to have the opportunity to chat to you to preview these three games. I'm delighted to say we'll be covering the match down in Craigs on the station here with full live commentary on Saturday week. But how are you fixed for your trip up north?
We're fixed good. We've been busy now the last 7 weeks putting the squad together and planning and all that stuff that goes with it. But it's not going to be an easy task going up north. Never is. But I feel like we've a 23 pitch that can be competitive. And hopefully come away with the win.
When you're setting up to do this, it's a long season for these players. I mean, they've played a lot of rugby, and then you have to bring them into a different team setup. I mean, I've looked down your squad for this morning. I think there's 10 or 11 clubs represented there.
Yeah, I think there's 15 clubs we'd come in all together. So, yeah, because the Interpros overlap with the club season, and obviously we had Craigs that ran on up until 2 weeks ago, and then you had Dunmore, you had Craigs, Tuam, and Sligo. They were all involved right up until you could say 3 or 4 weeks ago, with the Junior Cup and the Junior Plate. So. It's hard getting everybody together. So like we sent out an email back in December to all 24 clubs in Connacht, just for coaches and the representatives in the clubs to put forward players that we would have been able to look at. So obviously I'm coaching in J1A League with Castlebar, and Craig Hansbury, my forwards coach, he's also with Ballinrobe. He's playing with them. But we're not going to be able to get around to all the games, obviously the J1B and the J1C. So we were asking clubs just to put players forward and maybe send on video clips and little notes on the different players. Now, half of them did. We had 12 clubs got back to us with a response, 12 out of 24. So ideally it could have been a lot better. But we had 52 players come in from 15 different clubs. So we had a big squad, but like that, the club rugby comes first. So we had to work around our training sessions around that. Most of the clubs would train on a Tuesday and a Thursday, Friday. So we had to we would train on a Wednesday then, and we would just try and allocate if there was a big game that weekend. Obviously we wouldn't be doing anything physical. It was just more planning our game plan and stuff like that, and how we wanted to play, and getting lads used to each other, and just more or less seeing what the 52 players that we had come in, what they were like, because obviously we had to cut it down to 23 in the end. So it was fun. Look, it was a challenging. What had we 7 weeks with the lads, with lads dropping in and dropping out, but I think we're in a good place now.
Yeah, I mean that does show that it's difficult. You're operating a little bit in a complex place. The 23 that you've announced today, is there space for other players to come in if maybe for next week or the week after, that there has to be a certain amount of rotation? It's a big ask to play three games at this level for a small number of players.
Absolutely. We've seen in previous Interpros, like the 23 that might start that week, you could have there's bound to be injuries. And just take last year in the Leinster game, we had Henry O'Toole break his hand, and I think the same one on Sweeney did his cruciate. So that's two lads that went out of the team in that second game. So it's just we have maybe 32 or 33 players there now that are all capable of stepping up into the 23. So it's a matter of keeping them fresh, keeping them ready, that when the opportunity comes, they're all chomping at the bit that they're going to be in and prove that they should be there in the first place.
As we've said, they're coming from a huge number of clubs. So
Yeah.
How do you merge a style here? Because you might have a player who comes from a club where they kick the leather off the ball, or you might get a player who comes from a club who wants to get his hands on the ball and pass the ball and, take it into contact and possession. It's a big ask for the coaches here to get everybody on the same page.
Yeah, it is a big ask, but like you said, you've got so many different styles of players that play in different ways. So our job as a coaching ticket was to stand back. We've had kind of a trial game. We also played the defence forces, so that gave us a good feel for the type of style that a couple of different players were playing. Like we could have a very forward dominated game plan with our big forwards, or we could have a 10 that like to kick, like you said, or we have a 10 that likes to bring in players into the game and use our backs an awful lot more. So our job was to stand back and see the caliber and the types of players that we had in and try and mishmash all of that together to get one game plan. And I think the game plan we have going forward into the weekend is one that we think is going to be able to do the job for us in 3 weeks' time coming home with Interpros.
Absolutely. Now, how difficult then is it to get a feel for the opposition? Because they're in the same boat. They're bringing in players from everywhere, and it's clubs all over the country are represented here.
Yeah, it's very hard. I suppose we played the Defence Force there 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe, but they had played the Leinster junior squad, so they kind of gave us a bit of a feel for what they were about. But you're kind of just going on previous years, what you know. Like we'd say, Ulster have got three teams promoted into the AIL in the last three years. So junior rugby is very strong. And so you had Ballyclare this year, you had Clare Valley last year. I think it was Estonians the year before. So Ulster will be very strong, but they play a really free-flowing game of rugby. They like to keep the ball alive. They like to move it really, really quick. Really, really good backs. Really good forwards that link in with those backs. I think we'd be fairly evenly matched with Munster and Leinster. I think the last couple of years. Either game, they were touch and go. 2 years ago, we scored the last minute try against Munster to beat them down at Munster, and then they beat us in Tuam last year, which potentially could have gone either way. And then likewise, Leinster beat us 2 years ago, 6-0, I think, in a riveting game in Buccaneers. And then, yeah.
That's the sort of game we love to commentate on, a 6-0, I can tell
Yeah.
you.
Try coaching on the sideline, it's even worse.
I can imagine. I can
Yeah,
imagine.
and then up in I think it was Port Laois last year, we played them. That game could have gone anyway, and only for the injuries we got, I feel like we probably could have came away from that game with a win. So like, Connacht are in a great position. A lot of teams I feel like underestimate us. We've Craigs that are going really well. They've won the junior league the last 2 years. They're in the round robin against Ballyclare. Potentially could have beaten them, who eventually went on and got promoted. So we're in a good place. We're by no means coming up there to any of the games to play second fiddle. We're coming there to win. And I feel like it's well within our grasp of doing it.
What's the ethos of this? And what I mean by that is, how important is it for these players to go and represent the provincial side, pull on the provincial jersey? And that would apply to all four provinces, but we're looking specifically at Connacht here. It must mean a lot to these players to do that.
Oh, it's absolutely massive. Putting on that green jersey, you're not just representing yourself, you're representing your club, your family. It's just from early on in the start of the whole campaign of us getting everybody together. What I wanted to instill was the lad was that they have respect for that common jersey, that they're not taking it for granted. They're not just coming in to fill the numbers and just go through the motions of going in, play the Interpros, get the gear, go away. So we've a really good squad that everybody is willing to put on that jersey and die out pitch for each other. Like just take our captain Martin Staunton from Buccaneers. Martin has never worn the Connacht jersey. He's been at every training session. He's a stalwart in junior rugby and senior rugby for years. He's captained Buccaneers AIL team a couple of years ago, and he retired from senior rugby last year. So he's absolutely over the moon to be involved, and just he just really represents exactly what we're looking for in a player to put on that green jersey.
Let's just quickly look at the fixtures. Saturday next is away in City of Derry to Ulster. Then the home game at Craigs on the May the 4th against Leinster. And then the following weekend, it's Munster away in Old Christians, RFC down in Cork. So you want to see a big crowd in Craigs. You want people to come out and enjoy their facilities, which are phenomenal if you've never been there. I'm sure a lot of the people who are involved in junior rugby have been there, but if you're listening to this and you're coming along, you're going to get quite a surprise when you drive into Craigs and you see this rugby ground. Or I should say rugby grounds, because there's more than just one rugby ground. It's that's
They're
going to be a big one, the home game, when there's only one home game in the season.
it's a massive one. We've had a couple of training sessions in Craigs already. The work that they're doing in the background is absolutely brilliant. Their facilities are they're second to none, and I think they're actually opening part of the clubhouse, the new clubhouse, on the day of that Interpro. Now I'm stand to be corrected on that, but I think there might be a couple of the dressing rooms might be freed for us to be able to be using and stuff like that. But the facilities, the 4G pitch, and then they have three other pitches. It's brilliant, and it's great for Connacht Rugby that we're able to use those facilities. And like when the sports ground isn't available, underage games and stuff like that, they're all played up in Craigs. So it's a credit to the staff that are in Craigs that they're able to make their pitch available to so many different teams.
Yeah, and I suspect next season when the redevelopments really kick on at the Dexcom Stadium, as I have to call it. still can't get used to that, but I understand why. I'd say Craigs could be quite busy next year, and we're looking forward to going down to that. We're going to do a little feature on the club as well, as covering the Junior Interpro game on Saturday week. Alan, I'll let you go. Great to talk to you. Good luck on Saturday at City of Derry, a place I was a very, very long time ago when I was a very small child. And actually, one of my relations was involved in setting that club up in 1881.
Wow.
And in case anybody's wondering, I didn't meet them. I'm never. They were gone before I arrived. But I'm sure you'll get a fabulous welcome up there. And we'll see how you go. Maybe we catch up with you next week before the home game.
Yeah, brilliant, William. And look, I appreciate doing this and getting the Connacht juniors out there. Obviously, the more advertisement and the more promotion we can do with the squad, hopefully we'll boost numbers at matches. And that's the 24th man. That's what's going to drive our lads to get over the line. To once they hear those shouting in the background and those grassroots to green shirts, that's what it's all about. So, thanks again, William, for promoting us.
Not a problem. Delighted to do it. And Saturday week, folks, it's a bank holiday weekend. So get down to Craigs, 2:30 start.
Pray for
And get
sun.
behind that. Absolutely. It's I don't know what we're going to cover a match this weekend, Corinthians and Galwegian. We're covering the Corinthians game. And that we don't know what the weather's going to be like, but we got lulled into a false sense of security last week. Where it was just beautiful. So let's hope we get the same. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll catch up next week.
Okay, thanks, William. Appreciate it.